Welcome to the Sisters of Christ podcast. I'm Jeanette Bordeaux, your host. This is the podcast where you can come and have your faith stirred up and be encouraged by sisters like me and other amazing women that we have on the show who share advice and testimonies. Our hope is that you leave here more on fire for Jesus than you were before. Now get ready to be encouraged with today's episode. Hi, and welcome back to the Sisters of Christ podcast. So happy you're here. Let's jump right in. I want to say thanks to everyone who's listening, all loyal followers and people who have been listening. We just appreciate you. If this is your first time, welcome. I'm just going to pray we just thank God. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, that you are ministering to hearts. I pray every single listener can hear what the Spirit is saying to them, Lord, and that it would cut deep into their hearts today, Jesus, that they would touch their lives in a supernatural way and bear fruit. Yeah, fruit that will last in Jesus' name. Yes, thank you, Lord, that your perfect love casts out fear. Amen. Okay, so that's what we're talking about today, the love of God, which is awesome. So I want to start with the John 15, the vine and the branches. So I'm reading from John 15, 1, the NIV translation. Okay, actually, we're going to jump down to John 15, 9. Sorry about that. Okay. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. And this is Jesus talking to his disciples. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Verse 13, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. 14, you are my friends if you do what I command. 15, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. So Jesus is giving this command to his disciples saying, love each other. And I think this is so important that we know what godly love is and what it looks like. And because we can easily, you know, take the words of Jesus sometimes or take a command and do it in the way that Jeanette loves to love or the way that that we've experienced love, the way that we our perception of love, what we think love is. You know, isn't love just buying chocolates and flowers on Valentine's Day? That could be an expression of love, hey, but it's so much deeper. And I think, as believers, as, you know, as we look to the word for truth, because the word is the ultimate truth, it will never pass away. Says that in the word, that we can find out actually how, what God says about love, because there's a scripture, it says in 1 John 4:7-8, it's like God is love. So if God is love, then he is the source of love. He is also the, he like creator of love. If God created everything on the planet, everything in the universe, then he certainly created love, because that's who he is. It's his nature. He cannot, he doesn't know how to not be love, if that makes sense. But it's probably very different from what we've experienced in the world, because the world has a picture, or has painted a picture, or has given us a picture, or we've had experiences that have shaped our idea or our beliefs about what we think love looks like. So that's why I love the scripture, and we're going to take a look at some other ones, but Jesus says clearly, he's like, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And so he's saying, it's like, obviously he's talking about his sacrifice. And this is God's sacrifice. That's what God's love looks like. It's sacrificial. So if we're thinking, oh, how do I love well? And it's like, oh, it's a sacrificial love, because God is love. And he says that, you know, we know that God loved us because he gave his only son. So we're literally, Jesus is describing love to us and what it actually looks like. And then he goes on to demonstrate it when he dies on the cross for us. He takes up our cross, our sin, our shame that we should be on the cross for, every single one of us, no matter how many good deeds you've done, how much sin you haven't done, if you've ever been to jail, like none of that matters. It's actually like we've all deserve our own cross, and that Jesus took it for us. Like he died for us while we were still sinners. That's love. He took on our punishment so that we could actually come into the fullness of who God calls us to be, and the like inheritance that we were always made to have in God and in Christ. And now we have an inheritance in Christ because we have been returned and redeemed back to the Father through the blood of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus washes away all of our sin for those who believe and makes us completely clean and holy to come before the holiness of God and have communion, have relationship, have fellowship like it was in the garden with Adam and Eve. That's what the blood of Jesus does. That's love. So that's what love looks like. And if you're ever, you know, you're like, oh, how do I know God loves me? Your question is love. It's like Christ died for you. Like Christ died for you. There's also another place in scripture that tells us more about God's nature, his love for us, and that is in 1 Corinthians. I believe it's 1 Corinthians 12. I had it pulled up, but now I just totally forgot. I don't know. I'm a half on my phone. You guys know I Google my scriptures. Half on my phone, half in my paper Bible. So love is, okay, there we go. Great. Okay, yes, 1 Corinthians 12. Let me just pull it up. Perfect. Okay, so, yeah, so we can find out, like I was saying earlier, in 1 John 4:7, it says, I would love to actually read this to us. 1 John 4:7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Verse 8, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. So it's saying here God is love. So that means that when we look at 1 Corinthians 12, which I'm about to read over us, we see that every aspect of love describes who God is, right? So if we look at 1 Corinthians 12:31, I believe I have that right. Love is patient. Love is kind. It's not jealous. It is not pompous. It is not inflated. It's not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. So this is, if we're saying, okay, every aspect of God's love is actually God himself. This is his nature. God is patient. God is kind. He's not jealous. He's not boastful. He's not inflated. So you can read different versions. And I definitely recommend, I've done this on other podcasts where I recommend reading multiple versions of that scripture, so you can really just have a deep understanding of God's love and God's nature, right? Because we're reading the Bible to know him. We want to know who God is, right? So let me go into, give me one second. Okay, I'm so sorry, guys. It's not 1 Corinthians 12. It's 1 Corinthians 13:4. Huh, my bad. I led you astray. I am so sorry. So I'm glad I caught that. Again, I'm on half on my paper and half on my phone. So 1 Corinthians 13:4, of course. Okay. So make sure you're reading the right chapter in the Bible or you're just going to get confused. Okay. God is love. So this is really important that we know like, this is God's nature and this is the way that God loves us, because it's also, it shows us this is how God loves us. He's patient with us. He's kind with us. He does not envy or boast. However, but it also says this is like how we are to fulfill that commandment that Jesus gave us, right? It's that, how, what does love look like? How do I love my neighbor? How do I love my friend? I'm patient with them. I'm kind. I'm like, I'm not envious. I don't boast. I'm not arrogant or rude towards them. I'm not irritable or resentful. Help us, Jesus. But the good news is, like, we're able to love because, God has given us the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit, which are many of these: patience, kindness, love. But this is what's great, is that we can freely receive this love from God, and we can freely give this love. Like, we can love people in this way. We can be patient. We can be kind. We can bear all things. We can believe all things. We can hope all things. We can endure all things, in our relationships with people, in our neighbors, in our workplaces, because we freely first received this love from God. So if we freely first receive this love from God, we're able to freely give it. Just like it says in the word, it's like, freely as you have received, freely you give. And so by you actually receiving Jesus and his forgiveness, it is actually you receiving God's love toward you. Because like we read earlier, it's like, no greater, you know, love is this, to lay one's life down for his friends. And we see that, Jesus laid down his life for us. So freely we've received God's gift of love, which was Jesus for our sins. We can freely give it. So I hope this is also helpful in reading this scripture, is love is patient, love is kind. It gives you a better, I guess, a measuring tool or a filter, really, for if you're really hearing God's voice, right? Because if you're praying and you're seeking God, and what he's saying to you, you feel like, oh, the Lord is saying, you know, to go punch that person over there. Okay, probably not the voice of God. That's not very kind, right? So we can use, as we get to know God, and we know the character of God, we will better understand whether or not we are accurately hearing his voice. And I think that's so important, that we be rooted and grounded in the word of God. So that, again, you know, we are spiritual beings living in a spiritual world, and we want to make sure that we're aligned, with God and, what he's saying and what he's doing. 'Cause that's what we're here for, is to fulfill his will on earth for our lives individually, but also his greater will of redeeming the entire earth, to back to the Father, right? We talked about that on, I think it was 2 episodes ago. Or maybe one. But the whole point is that getting into alignment with God and God's love for us. Because that's what I just felt like. The Lord just wanted us to know how loved we truly are by him. And that his love also casts out all fear. So this is really, really important, because anywhere we're experiencing fear is actually an invitation for us to receive his love. So any area where we're having fear, whether it's in relationships, whether it's about our work, whether it's, you know, family, we're having fear in that area. We can experience fear in a lot of areas of our lives, anxiety in a lot of areas of our lives. So that's actually a place where we want to invite God's love in. So, and anywhere we're operating maybe in fear, it's often, that we're believing a lie, because fear is a liar, right? It's presenting a false reality that appears real. I know a lot of people use that acronym for fear, but it's true. It's like, and that's called deception. Okay. Deception is from the deceiver, who is the father of lies. That's the enemy. That's the devil. So we have to be spiritually aware of this, that fear is not from God. Literally, love casts out fear, and God is love. God casts out fear. So where are we experiencing love? Let's invite God. Let's invite his love into those places. So I did this earlier, as I was preparing for this podcast. I thought,
you know, I was like, oh, I really want to do this live. And I was like, okay, the Lord is going to bring freedom to me. Praise the Lord. And he did. So, this is just, we're going to do this together. And if you need to pause and, you know, which I definitely recommend, I definitely just like pause as long as you need to, press play. Or if you're like, okay, I'm driving or I'm working out, I need to do this later. I definitely recommend doing this exercise. And it's really not an exercise. It's an encounter with the Lord that you're entering into. So I recommend doing that in your quiet time later, if you're busy cleaning the house, doing whatever. Cause I listen to podcasts all the time doing that stuff and I love it. Okay. So I understand. So fear is a liar. Fear is a liar. So where do we need to invite the Holy Spirit and ask him to come bring God's love? So I want you to write down or think about in your head. It's like, okay, where do you know that you're currently experiencing fear? So it could be a bad job, relationship, you know, boyfriend, whatever that is, your family members, if they're sick, if they're experiencing something, like what are those things that are bringing fear, like anxious thoughts to your mind? And so I want you to ask the Lord, it's like, or ask Holy Spirit, you know, and put your hand on your heart. I always close my eyes, put my hand on my heart. Just take a deep breath. And I'm like, okay, Holy Spirit, like what lie am I believing in, like in this area? It's like, what lie am I believing right now? Like what's causing fear? And just allow the Lord to speak. And if you're like, okay, this is what I feel like the Lord says, I want you. And if you need to take more time to listen, take more time to listen. Like I said, pause me. This is not about hearing Jeanette's voice. It's about hearing the Holy Spirit's voice. You can pause me and just take your time to really hear. And then whatever that lie is, I want you to say, and if you feel like there's more, be like, or if you don't understand what the Holy Spirit said to you. So this is something I did. I was like, you know, he said something. I was like, well, what does that mean? Or like, how do I not believe that you're good? Or like whatever that lie is, like, you know, asking another question is totally okay. And I want to encourage you to have dynamic conversations with the Lord, right? So if you're not sure what he said, just ask him, be like, what does that mean? Like, well, what does this mean? And then I want you to say, Lord, I break agreement with the lie that whatever the Holy Spirit told you, the lie that you're believing. Yeah. Yeah, and I agree with your truth. Yeah, I've done this exercise or this before. I was like, I nail that lie to the cross and I give it to you, Jesus. And you can ask the Holy Spirit, put your hand on your heart, take a breath, say, okay, Holy Spirit, what's the truth? What's the truth in this situation? With my boss, with my friend, with my coworker, what's the truth in this situation? And allow the Holy Spirit to just speak to you. And this is what I encourage you to write down. Write down everything he says, because it's going to encourage you. And this is something you could, reminders, if, you know, fears or something like that start to come up. And you can even ask the Lord for a scripture. Like after, again, pause my voice. I know I'm talking a lot, but it's like, what's the truth? Like, what's a scripture that I can like use, Lord? What's a scripture to encourage me? And just see what the Lord says. And I would love and pray for you. And then I would also just love for you guys, if you know, really got breakthrough on this podcast or from this, you know, encounter with the Lord, or the Lord really encountered you, I want to hear about it. If you can, I totally understand if it's too personal, but I just pray that the Lord, God, that you just seal everything that was done today. God, you seal the truth in their hearts, Lord. You seal truth in their hearts and their minds. Yeah, that all strongholds are broken. We just command all strongholds to be broken in the mind. In Jesus' name, yeah, all brain fogginess, anything like that, be broken right now in the name of Jesus. And we just declare your truth over them, Lord. Yeah, the truth that you say, Lord. Yeah, and we just thank you. We just ask for continual encounters of the depths of your love, God, that you will continually encounter your daughters or sons, if you're listening, with your perfect love that casts out all fear. All right. Bless you, ladies. Hey, sister. Thanks for listening today. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure and share it with a friend or share it to your Instagram story and give us a tag at The Sisters of Christ. Always feel free to DM and reach out for prayer requests or if you just want to chat. All right, have an awesome day and I'll see you next time.